This is the Debbie Lewis Show on AM 1380, The Biz.
Good morning and welcome to the show. My name is Debbie Lewis, and we talk money and finances. And today we have a special guest with us from the South Tampa Small Business Administration. Carl, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning. So what can you do to help our small businesses either get started or find out if they're a viable small business to start with here in South Florida?
Well, the Florida Small Business Development Center at USF provides confidential, no-cost consulting services to businesses in all stages. I think your question was specific to, you know, pre-venture or a new startup company.
Yeah, do people come to you at the very beginning of their process, or do you get them midway through when they've already started and kind of have an idea of where they're going?
It really depends on what they're looking for. A majority of our clients are actually established businesses who are looking for assistance with, you know, going into new markets, increasing their sales, doing government contracting, or even taking their company and selling their product globally. So,
wow.
And we have consultants who specialize in those specific areas, but we spend over half of our time with, you know, established companies, but we do provide services also to the pre-ventures and startups, which I think was the original question on what
sure.
we can do for them. And some of the more common needs for a pre-venture is a lot of them, you know, they have an idea, they have a concept, but they haven't
right.
really put a plan together.
Right. And they don't even maybe know where to start.
Right. And you know, they've had conversation with friends or families, and it's like, you know, I really want to do this. And what we can kind of help them do is, you know, provide them some structure, help walk them through the process of building a business plan. And what I think is even the most valuable piece of that is helping them with the market research. Because a lot of times, you know, they get really wrapped up in what their concept is, and they don't really look at the market.
Right. That's what, you know, I'm a big junkie when it comes to the Shark Tank kind of shows, and to find people that have made great strides in either creating a product or they have a service that can be multiplied and sent out there on the open market, but they really don't know much more than what they know about their product.
Exactly. And it's not just looking at the market as far as, you know, who their target market is, how many of them there are, how they're going to communicate with them, but also looking at the competitive environment. And
right.
we try to walk them through that process, and that way they kind of bring some reality to that. You know, we'll ask them some challenging questions and kind of help them to find those answers. And that's, I think, what's really valuable to a pre-venture or startup, because many times they'll just jump in, they'll sign a lease, they'll buy inventory, and
right.
then they'll come to us. And then we're really limited on what we can do. You already have an address. You already have product.
Right. You know, you've already got your image established, and then you've got to start it over.
Exactly. It's hard to pivot and make adjustments, but if we can have that conversation pre-launch, a lot of times we can help them, again, put a plan together that will help them be successful. And that's really our goal, is to help businesses in our market to be more profitable and to expand.
Well, I think what people don't see, because I do the finances for a lot of businesses, I help them set up their 401ks, maybe for their employees, and the marketing aspect of it. I don't think they realize that, you know, they're a great plumber or they're a great whatever, but there's so much more to business than just that. There's hiring the right people, there's the taxes, there's the expenses, there's the accounting, there is the location, there's the marketing, there's the brand. Oh my gosh, there's a million things.
Right, and that's where there's, you know, some gaps with some of our existing businesses
right.
that come and work with us, is really, you know, a lot of the financial, reading financial statements, understanding their key performance indicators, knowing what the ratios mean, you know, and where we can help.
Do most small businesses have a background in business or just their product? What do you find most?
Most of them have a background in whatever business they're going into, like you said, if they're going to be a painter or a plumber or an architect or an accountant.
Right.
You know, they know accounting, but they might not know marketing.
Right.
You know,
so you guys
painting.
Are plugging in the things that they don't understand.
Right. You know, in the initial conversation when I have a client, I'm really looking for those gaps, you know, because, you know, we have over 25 consultants throughout our 10-county region.
Wow.
And all of us have varying backgrounds. You know, some of them have a background in marketing, some in finance, some in online marketing, you know, in all different areas. And once we find out where those pain points or those gaps are for that business, we try to, you know, pair them up with a consultant that's going to be able to speak into that need.
So you're kind of the Shark Tank before the Shark Tank got started.
Well, I don't think we're as intimidating as those guys. You know, we're not putting them on the carpet under the spotlight. But we, you know, our job is not to say, yes, that's a great idea, and pat them on the back and send them out the door. We really, you know, again, at the end of the day, our goal is for that company to be successful. So everything we ask, everything we do, even if it's not a very fun question to ask, it's all with that end in mind. You know, we want you to be successful. And in order for you to be successful, you need to be able to answer these hard questions.
Carl, do you charge for your services?
Absolutely not. Our funding primarily comes from the Small Business Administration and some funding from the state of Florida and other local partners. And this is actually our 40th year for the SBDC here. And, you know, that's one of the really neat things about what we do is we fill those gaps for those small businesses. The Pepsis and the Nikes, they have international trade departments.
Right.
They have marketing departments. They have finance departments. Well, the small, medium-sized businesses here in our market may not have the resources to bring in those expertise. So we can help them by providing that expertise that they might not have in-house.
Carl, how do people find you to know that you do this? I mean, like, do you do marketing to small businesses or just in more interviews like this?
Well, as a government entity, we really don't have an advertising budget per se, but we're very active in the community. People can find us on our website and through our social media. Our website is sbdctampabay.com. There's a lot of information there. And, of course, we're on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, any other social media platform you can think of, if you just look for the SBDC USF.
Okay. Do people call you to make it their first appointment, or how do they reach you the first time, and how do you consult with them?
The most efficient way to get an appointment with us is to fill out the form on our website. There's actually a place to schedule a consultant, and there's a short form that you'll complete, and then that'll go into our queue. And depending on geographically kind of where you are, a consultant will reach out to schedule an appointment with you.
Now, how do you determine who they need to talk to, which consultant they get assigned to, based on their issues?
Well, the initial meeting is usually determined by geography, kind of where they are. You know, if they're in, you know, Sarasota County versus Fernando County or right here in Hillsborough County. And then based on that initial intake session, you know, if there's other needs, you know, we'll get other consultants as part of that conversation, and we'll leverage technology. We'll Skype in another consultant, and they may meet with two consultants in the same day, but only actually be physically in the office with one.
That's so awesome. You know, a lot of are you seeing certain ages cropping up to make small businesses, or is it still everybody kind of across the board?
It's pretty much a cross section of the demographics of the area that you're in. You know, there's a lot of what we call encore entrepreneurs, you know, people who've retired out of corporate life and are looking at starting a small business. But we also have, you know, young folks coming out of college or even before they get out of college that are wanting to jump in and start their own business and be entrepreneurs. So I can't really say there's one particular group.
Do you help them with funding as well? Because what I see is a lot of people use up their 401k money, you know, from previous jobs or the money that they've saved, and they really don't go for loans yet. They don't necessarily know how to do that part.
Right. There's a lot of different ways to get funding. We, as the Small Business Development Center, we don't actually provide the funding. But what we do is we help get them, we hope, bankable. You know, we help them put a business plan together. We help them do the financial projections and get the market research, so that and prepare them to actually have that conversation with a lender. And, of course, the SBA has guaranteed loan programs that will help small businesses also get going. But we're not necessarily the lender, but we're a good first stop before you go have that conversation with the lender.
Okay, so can we come to you, I guess, in any stage of your business? You said whether you're new or you're getting ready to go into, or you're an existing business that has a different idea, wants to go a different way that's maybe not their expertise.
Exactly. One of my clients in Lakeland has been in business for over 100 years. And what we did was we helped them. You know, they had millions of dollars in sales, but they were wanting to be more profitable. So what we did
Sales doesn't always equate profit, right?
Bingo. And so we did what we call a growth acceleration plan for them, and that's one of the services that we offer. Well, we did an in-depth analysis of their company, did the financial analysis, looked at their marketing, their operations, their human resources, everything, and provided them with a written report with some recommendations on how they can flip the switch and become more profitable. And the year after they received that report from us, they had lower sales but more profits.
And profits are what we're after. We want our salaries, but we also need some profits there.
Exactly. And there were three key things that we were wanting them to work on, which was, you know, inventory, which I'm sure you're familiar. Inventory is a lot of times something that people don't pay enough attention to.
Sure.
Wages as a percent of sales and gross profit margin. So those were the three key things we wanted them to work on. And like I said, that the year after we worked with them, they had lower sales, but they had more profit because they were able to work more efficiently and profitably.
Nice, nice. How do we get a hold of you if we want to call and talk to you to see if we're a good fit for you, Carl?
Well, our regional office phone number is 813-905-5800. But again, if they want to meet
website.
With us, the website is sbdctampabay.com.
Wow. Well, I appreciate you being with us today. What are some of the give us in the last 30 seconds that you're with me, so a couple tips that businesses need to look at if they're not profitable?
Really a lot of it has to do with gross profit margin.
Okay.
You know, and paying attention to the things in the business that may not be as fun as sexy as they want. You know, they want to be out there talking to customers and selling product and stuff like that, but they really need to focus on the finances. And it starts with making sure you're getting the right gross profit margin and you're managing your expenses and inventory.
And you can help us do all that. Give us the name again and the website.
It's the Florida Small Business Development Center at USF, and the website is sbdctampabay.com.
Thanks so much for being with us today. We're going to have you guys back all the time. Thanks so much. This is the Debbie Lewis Show. We'll be back with more in just a moment.